Saturday morning. How are you? It is Trina Morris. Something for the weekend. And Claudia Carroll, we've managed to nab her for just a couple of minutes. Claudia, how are you?
I am brilliant. The book has literally just come out, so it's very exciting.
Yeah.
And I'm just about to go in to do a book signing. You know, I'm not a mother, Trina, but I often feel it's how a mum must feel when you see your book on the shelf for the first time. When a mum sees her brand new baby, you just think, oh my God,
yeah,
it's actually real. It's an actual book that people might pick up and read.
The thing about it for you, Claudia, you don't need to worry about whether a book is going to be successful or not, because you've had such a great track record. It's unlikely that you're going to... I mean, what is this book? Is this book number... What number book is this?
No, 18.
Oh, 18, 18, right. But it's highly unlikely at book number 18 that that's going to be a flop.
You don't know. I mean, you just don't know. There is no knowing. Oh, I'm dying to tell you about this one. It's called The Love Algorithm, and it's about online dating.
Okay.
Now, Trina, my dear, I know you are well out of it, but I'm sadly not. And I could tell you horror stories. I mean, really horror stories. And it's about a character who, she meets a fella online, and she's sort of in her 40s, very, very businesslike. She works as an actuary, and she thinks, you know, dating online, it's a numbers game. There are X many men in this city, and the proportion of men to women is X to Y, and she thinks, I just have to keep turning up X many times a week and I will eventually find a partner out of it. And she's had relationships, but none of them lasted. So she meets this guy online and he takes her to a very expensive dinner for a first date. He suggests they meet in this extortionate restaurant. Like, normally a first date online would be coffee, because coffee's kind of safe, you know, and a coffee date can be, time-wise, it can be elastic, if you know what I mean. So it can stretch from half an hour to maybe longer.
You can go for another one if it's going well, or you can get out of there.
Or you can get out of there quite politely, or you can say, look, let's arrange to meet for a drink another time. Coffee, and also from you know, my own perspective, and I've done so many of them, you're in public, you're in a public place, it's daytime, it's all good, it's all safe. There's people around, there's CCTV, you know, nothing bad is going to happen. So this particular character goes into this restaurant at night, and immediately she's thinking, God, your man must be keen. Because, like, you know, an expensive place like this, the first time we meet, and they've been messaging online and chatting on the phone and that. So your man comes in and he's perfectly attractive and they seem to be getting on, and he orders, it's steakhouse they're in, and he orders all around him, orders, you know, a lot. And she's vegetarian, so she's kind of picking at bits of lettuce. And he orders a very expensive bottle of wine, and she's driving. So he's on the wine and she's on tap water. And she's thinking, Jesus, the bill is going to be great crack now when that arrives.
Yeah.
So the main course is done and dusted, and he disappears to go, you know, he just says, back in a minute. And there's a queue of, you know, kind of angry looking other diners glaring at her because she's hogging a table for two. And they're saying, the waiter comes over to her very politely and says, look, I beg your pardon, madam, but we do actually need this table back. And she says, fine. And she just says to the waiter, did you know the gentleman I was with? Did you by any chance see him, see where he went? And the waiter said, he checks the men's room and comes back and says, no, no, not there. So she runs out onto the street, checks up and down in case he's on the phone or having a sneaky cigarette or something. And he's gone.
He's legged it after having his lovely steak.
Leaving her with an extortionist bill. Like, that's a true story. And I read it and I thought, that is the worst thing I ever heard. Because your man obviously took one look at her, decided it wasn't going to go anywhere, but thought, I'll still stick her with the bill. And a heavy bill, a really big three-figure bill. And I thought, well, that has to, I mean, you know, you could not make that up. It's just the worst thing I've ever heard. So this particular character, because of her background in as an actuary, she's coding since she was a kid, maybe. Oh, you know, all her life, can do it in her sleep. And she thinks, it's the algorithms on these dating websites that are sending these Egypts to me. So she says, you know what, I can't do any worse than this. So I'm going to design my own algorithm. And she does, but she needs dating test pilots from all generations. You know, from younger than her, like Generation Z, like 20s, early 20s, to the older generation, like kind of Silver Surfers in their 70s and older, who are still active online and dating. And that's where the story starts. So,
do you know, I think you told me a story before, Claudia, about going on a date yourself and the guy asked you for a loan for a few quid and you didn't know him from Adam.
That is a true story, Trina. I wish I could say that's made up, but it's sadly true. You could not make that up, could you? And this guy's story tallied. He was a school teacher. my godson, by, you know, Dublin being the village that it is in the school, or was in the school that your man taught in.
No way.
And I ran it by my godson, who was like 14. And he went, oh, yeah. No, he's sound. He's nice. And this particular guy, he had a daughter in Seattle. He was separated from his ex. The ex moved back to Seattle, where she was from. And your man said, he was chatting about his daughter. And we were, you know, on the coffee days. And he said, oh, she's making her confirmation and I hope I'll get over for her. He was saying, oh my God, you have to go. That's such a big deal for, you know, a 12-year-old. Mm. Like, you've got to be there. The subject changed and kind of slipped. And he said, well, you know, I know we've only just met, but it's just airfares are so expensive, you know, getting over to Seattle, like they're a couple of hundred euros. I'm, you know, on school holidays at the minute. So I know we've only met and I'm cheeky asking you, but, and he asked very politely. He said, if you could sort of see your way to lending me a few quid towards the airfare, I would of course pay you back. And I thought, Jesus, Trina, I thought, I have friends 30 years and I wouldn't ask them for a lend of money. I would die. I'd rather go hungry.
Yeah.
But this guy had no bother doing it. So I left. I got out of there. I paid for the coffee. I left. You know,
what did you say, though? What did you actually say to him? Were you blunt and go, would you come off?
I just walked out of there. I just said, yeah, you know, is that the time? I really have to be going. The best of luck. Yeah. I hope it works out for you in Seattle. Like, what do you say?
So anyway,
but I thought, I'm one of how many women that he would have met that day, that week, that month, and maybe other women would be more softy than me.
Yeah, it could be a nice little money spinner going around.
Nice fella. Yeah. He was a perfectly nice
fella. So this
fella.
Is kind of like the Tinder swindler. Kind of like the Tinder swindler we all saw on Netflix that was going around.
Oh, that was great.
Whining and dining all these. Although the only thing about him is he kind of tricked them into thinking that he had all the money. You pay for things and then he'd look for money back.
It was just,
so they thought they were guaranteed their money back. Yeah.
They thought, exactly. And he was charming and he was lovely. And also, if you've been not in a relationship for a long time, they love bombard you. Mm. And they know exactly the buttons to push to get you to think, oh my God, he must be, I think this fella actually really likes me. I mean, this is amazing. So what's the harm in giving him a few quid? He's going to pay me back. We're going to be together. There's no question. Because they're great actors, these Tinder swindlers. They're great, great actors, you know, and there's a lot of them out there. Like, you would be astonished. And also people using fake IDs. That's another one. I had fake Gabriel Byrne. Coming on to me, and like, as if Gabriel Byrne is going to be on that, it wasn't Tinder now, it was a different website, but as if Gabriel Byrne's going to be there. But the story kind of didn't not make sense, because Gabriel Byrne at the time was doing a show in the Gaiety, which I had been to see by coincidence. Mm. Excellent show called Walking with Ghosts. And I thought, if you didn't, you know, I knew he was a happily married man. But, I thought it was so bizarre, but I thought it was very convincing. And there was a part of me even that was thinking, Jesus, it wouldn't by any chance be the real Gabriel Byrne. And then I thought, no, he's married. Like,
but if you didn't know, like, I wouldn't have necessarily known that he was married. You wouldn't really. Yeah. So have you been put off, Claudia? Are you still dating or are you put off?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of back to the old-fashioned way now of just through friends, through the old-fashioned way that we used to... Well, certainly, you're too young, Trina, my dear. But in my day, before social media came along, like back in the early 90s, you'd meet fellas in pubs and bars and through friends and socially out and about.
I love the way Claudia thinks that I'm young. Can I tell you, Claudia?
You are. You're
I am not
time.
Young.
I have
social
met
media
Trina.
Was...
Listen,
I was
met the beautiful Trina. She is baby.
I was 15 years out of school before social media came along, so...
Oh my God. Well,
I'm not as young as you might think.
My darling. I'm still ahead of you. But anyway, what can you do? Dust yourself down, brush yourself off, and get back out there again, because that's what you have to do. Because I do believe with the message of the love algorithm, it is a numbers game, and you've just got to stay positive and keep a happy smile on your face and trust that if there is someone out there for you, you will eventually meet them. And you know, at my hour of life, like, I'm really old, I'm in my 50s, there's a lot of second timers coming back on the market again.
Yeah.
Like fellas who've been maybe separated, who are just coming back on the market again and, you know, dipping a toe in the pond. So that's kind of refreshing to see.
Yeah,
as
and
well.
They've kind of learned a lesson, I guess, as well by that stage as well. They know what they want, what they don't want. And so do you. So,
So we'll see. But I hope, please God, I really hope you have me on your show again, Trina.
Well, I will, but I do expect, when you do meet the one now, I do expect to get the invite to the L wedding, so no pressure.
Trina, front row, my darling, front row. I really hope I'll have my bum on the studio chair and mm-hmm. get to see you in studio, because it's much nicer than over the phone, isn't it?
I know.
The chats off air, like, you know.
I know. Well. The problem is when Claudia comes in. When Claudia comes in, the problem is we need to book out the day, don't we? Because we chat so much when you're in that there's not enough time in the show. So.
I have to apologise. I'm a terrible talker. I really am terrible. The publicist from Gil Hess, who looks after the Love algorithm, they said, you have to learn to shut up. Thank you, Trina. It's a joy, as ever.
Bye-bye. It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.